Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of The Daily Record. Brian, here you are. You've survived another session of the General Assembly, at which one of the big issues was what to do about the quote, these are air quotes now, about the rain tax. So what did they do?
Yeah, this really was sort of the seminal issue, if you will, for Governor Larry Hogan. And what they did, they claimed that they removed the mandate. And I got to tell you, Fraser, I look at this bill and I sort of compare this to those posters that you used to stare at and the 3D picture would emerge. And I keep staring at this bill and I never do see the sailboats or the mandate. They passed this bill, and really what it looks like they did was they put some teeth in it that weren't there before. And the jurisdictions will continue to kind of do what they've been doing already.
And so there are 13 of them, right, that are involved in this?
10, including Montgomery County, that has been doing it for a while. So we added 9 in 2012.
So if you're a homeowner, should you feel good about what the Assembly did?
It depends on where you live. If you live someplace like Carroll County or Frederick County, you were in Frederick County, you were paying a penny. In Carroll County, you weren't paying anything. Harford County, you were paying nothing. If you live in a jurisdiction like Baltimore County or Anne Arundel or Baltimore City, where they charge a fee, that fee is still likely to be on your property tax bill when the bills hit.
Well, it may or may not, but ultimately you pay anyway, right? Because it's going to be in your tax bill.
That's correct. For jurisdictions who are not collecting a separate fee for this, they are still mandated to pay for these projects that reduce the stormwater pollution. And so they're taking that money out of the general fund and out of bonds. So you're still paying for it as a taxpayer.
So the greenies, the environmental advocates, of which we should all be part, they like the bill. The governor likes the bill. Why are they together on this, do you think?
I think that the environmental community has to like this bill because of the accountability. That really is the set of dentures that went into this bill,
which weren't there before.
That's correct. And so what this does is it gives the state a lot of oversight. The counties have to justify their plans. And if the state doesn't like it, they can bring them in for a hearing and theoretically penalize them by withholding state funds.
You know, it reminds us both of something that the governor has said some months ago, at the beginning of the session maybe, not such a big deal, he thought, really, but very important to people because it got so much currency because it was called the rain tax. But he wanted to tackle it because it was so important to people.
I will tell you, I mean, and having seen some of the polls, especially the poll that came from Goucher, I mean, the Hogan campaign did a remarkable job of marketing this as a rain tax. And that's generally how people identify with it, even though the words rain tax never appear in the law anywhere.
Well, it was never a tax on the rain. It was a tax on runoff, because runoff is one of the big pollutants. It's one of the things that spoil the bay.
Correct.
And so something needed to be done, and people were pushing for that for some time. In fact, I think a fair bit of study went into this, right?
And this really comes down from the federal government and the EPA. I mean, it is, in fact, a mandate. And so whether or not they collect a separate fee, the counties still have to find a way to deal with mitigating some of these runoff pollution like phosphorus. So it has to be done.
Well, Brian, you know, we may not be able to see the image in the bill, but something has happened that everybody can live with. And so the rest of us are going to live with it, too. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.